Lord's Prayer, that we pledge allegiance. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Send him a message. I think we should go to bed. Send him a message. I think we should go to bed.
Good morning, everybody. Dave, I think you got a couple of changes in the agenda.
Yes, I have one item under Michael Izzo, number two, the reserves. We'd like to defer on that one for 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Motion, gentlemen.
Mr. President, I make a motion. We approve the agenda for Sussex County Council October 7th, 2008, as in printed form with the deletion of item two under Mike Izzo, County Engineer.
Second.
We moved and second that we approved the agenda as amended. Mr. Colton?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. You have a copy of September the 16th minutes in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
Make a motion we approve the minutes for Sussex County Council September 16th, 2008 as in printed form.
Second.
It's moved and second that we approve the September the 16th minutes as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. You also have a copy of September 23rd minutes in printed form. Any corrections or additions?
Make a motion we approve the minutes for Sussex County Council September 23, 2008 as in printed form.
Second, gentlemen.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve the minutes for September the 23rd as printed. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Correspondence, Jim?
We have a couple of items. A letter from Major General Frank Favola thanking Council for the contribution to the Delaware National Guard Youth Camp. It's a youth camp for children of service members that is held at the National Guard camp in Bethany Beach. Next, a letter from CHEER thanking council for supporting their 32nd annual beach day and saying over 1,000 senior citizens attended and basically thanking you for your continued support of that event. That's all the correspondence I have, unless someone has an item to pass down.
Any other correspondence, gentlemen? Me and none. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. The first item on the agenda today is for the employee of the quarter, and the employees have nominated and Gail Fleetwood as the employee of the quarter. And if Gail is here today, if she would mind coming up. For about a 10-minute speech. Gail works in the mapping and addressing assessment division.
You got to give a 10-minute speech.
She's the employee of the quarter, as nominated and elected by county employees. Her current title is CAD mapping technician. She's worked for the county since October 20th, 1975. She's also worked in the Recorder of Deeds office. She was nominated by her friend and co-worker, Mary Hill, is here today. And to quote Mary Hill, she's willing to help anyone that calls or stops by our office with graciousness and has such a wealth of knowledge and expertise to offer and always does so willingly. She always does her very best to help. Her day-to-day work is always of impeccable quality, and having worked with Gail on a few occasions, I know that's true. And we do have a tribute to read. A tribute, be it hereby known to all, that the Sussex County Council commends Gail Fleetwood, Sussex County Employee of the Quarter, third quarter 2008, The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Gail Fleetwood on the 7th day of October 2008.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. It's an honor working for the county, and I appreciate everyone who has made all the years very, very nice. All the councilmen. All of them?
Well, she liked the cold when you said that.
Even me. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
No. Would you give her $10, George?
No.
No, none of you were here when I came to work here, right. So I've watched you grow. And you've done well.
You're not retired.
So, I'm very honored. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Mary Hill, my bud, office worker, coffee drinker with me. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I think Finley's going to present and take a picture. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Do you think you could turn around for a picture? Sure, thank you. Congratulations. Thanks, Gail. The next item we have is a request from Chief William Toppin from the town of Georgetown. who asked to be on our agenda to explain the proposed fallen law enforcement officers memorial. And I'll turn it over to Chief Toppin to explain.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Chief.
How you doing?
Excellent.
Every day is good, huh?
Yes, indeed.
What I'm here to talk to you about this morning briefly is the fallen law enforcement officers memorial. We have memorials in the state of Delaware to the Delaware State Police at different locations and some Newcastle County Police, but we haven't had a memorial. We don't have a memorial to honor all the other police officers of Wilmington, the county, the bridge, and officers who have fallen in the line of duty throughout the state of Delaware. We currently are in talking to the admin services for the state of Delaware to put this memorial on the green outside of Legislative Hall in Dover. The minimum that we're looking at for the project right now is $100,000, and we plan on raising the lion's share of that money from the officers in the state of Delaware themselves, the FOP, just members of the law enforcement community, present and past, to seek donations there. However, we're trying to get the show on the road, so to speak, the design phase and everything completed, by requesting donations from the counties. Newcastle County has already donated $10,000 towards the project. Levy Court is being petitioned by police chiefs in Kent County, and they tasked me with coming down here to ask the county council in Sussex for a donation towards this law enforcement officer's memorial. The money will be managed by the Delaware Police Chiefs Foundation, which is a 501(c), and all the money would go through them as a nonprofit to be administered toward this memorial.
Chief, you say that the memorial is going to be, you're proposing it to be up in the green, up in Legislative Hall?
Yes, that's where we're talking to admin services right now, up in right outside of Leg Hall, on the green, up there for the entire state.
Right. And you hope to, when is your kind of, for you know, your starting point, or, you know, once you get permission, I guess, then you really start making a push for the funding? Is that correct?
Well, we're making a push for the funding now because the memorial is going to be built. We just would like for it to be built on the green,
right,
in Dover, a central location. But if it's not approved there, the memorial is still going to be built because we think it's time to honor all the officers who were killed serving the state of Delaware.
And I guess even though you know, some of us won't be here for the next budget, is that something that we could say, look at in our next budgetary, or is that within reason for you, or is that for the, or I guess we made a pledge somewhere down the line and said it would be ready in June. Is that something that's feasible for you guys?
Absolutely. I mean, if we're here asking for money, it's hard for me to put conditions on when you're going to give it to us. You know, like I want it now. But if it's a budgetary item and if it's something that's the normal process, I'm sure that as long as we can count on the Sussex County Council for that commitment in the next year's budget, then that would be very pleasing to us.
Okay. Any other question?
How many fallen officers would be honored, or would their names appear?
Right now, 33. Mm-hmm. I have a booklet I can leave this here with you all to pass around that identifies officers in Wilmington and Delaware State Police. Obviously, there's a lot more Delaware State Police, so a lot more have fallen. But you know, the River and Bay has lost some, and obviously Wilmington, the city of Dover. So we've had officers.
But it's state and local.
Yes, sir. Yeah, right. Yes, sir. It's
assuming
officers killed throughout the state, okay. No matter who.
Right.
And just like the Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund in Washington D.C., there will be criteria for being placed on the memorial. I mean, if an officer happens to pass away at home,
that's not it.
That doesn't cut it.
Okay.
Line of duty.
Line of duty deaths.
Absolutely. All right. Pete, could you leave the book with Mr. Baker and so we
sure.
Could, if you don't mind?
I made some notes on the back, so I'll just remind you what I was talking about.
That's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I'll follow it up with a letter.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks. Dave?
The next item is a grant request from First State Community Action that we talked about a little bit last week. The request was for $50,000 in grant funding to renovate the First State Community Action office in Georgetown. The total project cost is estimated to be $500,000, including heating, air conditioning, new siding, doors, carpet, electrical upgrade, and so on. I was talking to Mrs. Webb about this, and one funding option, it would be to use the revenue, the net income we've received or that is available in the Delaware Community Foundation account that we have. We had about $50,000 in principal that we contributed a few years ago to that account, and the Delaware Community Foundation has indicated there's about $6,000 that has been earned over the last few years. Available in that account. So one option would be to make that money available if you so chose to do. And then that $50,000 could grow, or it could be if you wanted to
we could
use
just
it in a different
pull
way.
The interest,
we can
pull the interest or whatever their earnings
right,
or whatever they earned or something like that
pull,
and leave the principal in the account.
I pull it all out.
Well, I don't know what we're. I don't know, what do you mean lost everything. We're not making anything. We might want to pull it all out.
So what are we going to do with that, Mr. Cole?
I don't know. It might protect it.
If we, I mean, we could put it up. I know Mr. Cole suggested before that we could put it in a separate, like a savings type account or something, and
right.
Use the interest on it, but.
Right now,
what is it?
Got it invested, right?
But what is it invested in, Dale? Do you know? I don't know.
It's no. Two-thirds stocks and one-third bonds.
All right. Well, two-thirds stocks seems awfully
portfolio. That's
right.
You know,
seems awful risky. Right now, I
at the moment, yes. But the big picture is long-term in the stock business. It's a long-term investment, and it always has been. And
I thought the money was there for us to use. So I don't know how it's going to be long-term for us to use it.
Then we can't lose our principal. We can always.
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
we
can.
Yes,
we can.
We could use the principal if you
lose
it. Yes, we can.
We can lose the principal too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's how investments work. They got invested in stock, $50,000 in stocks. They're two-thirds of it, Dale. So I'd say pull it all out, put it into a savings account, get a little interest, protect it, and use it here locally for some community investments as people requested. So I just think That'd be a better way to, risk it. So I don't know about the rest of it.
What do you recommend?
I wouldn't, I don't recommend pulling it because I think it's going to, at this point, we've lost, you know, we're into the we would be into the principal. But the question would be, what kind of, what did you want to do with this money? Do you want to keep it in a long, I mean, stocks and bonds are a long-term investment. Or is it a grant program where you want to, you know?
It's community.
Community.
For the community, so it's not going to be long-term.
Or do you want to work off the principal? I mean, I'm sorry, off the interest, off the income. And that's usually what these foundations and endowments do. They let the principal earn the money, and then they work off the income to the charitable organizations.
The problem is it's at risk. I would say pull it out, put it in a CD, put it anywhere, and then we've got the money. We know we're not going to lose the 50, Dale. We could be...
Well, why don't we just go ahead and make a motion? I'll make a motion. We give them the interest that's there.
Yes.
That's my motion.
Just that.
$6,000.
And then we'll make, if you want to pull it out, we'll make another motion after that. But
All right.
Well, I could come up with a recommendation.
Right. I mean, usually the ratio of 2/3 stocks and 1/3 bonds is it's pretty risky. I think you're better off probably now to be more in bonds than you are stocks. I don't think either one's a good investment
bonds,
at this point.
Too froggy. I'd rather be in stock than in bond right now.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather be in a CD right now. I don't know about the rest of you.
I'd rather have my pocket cash. I think it's safer. But.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. I think it's time to maybe take that little bit.
We have a motion on the floor, gentlemen, that allows Susie and Dave to pull the interest, which is $6,000, out of that account. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second that. I'll give $6,000.
Okay.
For community, we're giving it to
First State.
First State. Okay, yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. If we move to second, that we pull the interest from the community account and give it to First State Community Action. And if I'm not mistaken, will that be on a disbursement, like if they have disbursement basis on, like, instead of just cutting them a check that they said they need $50,000
Yes, we could do it on a reimbursement type basis so that they would have to submit copies.
Something
of
like
bills
Bill does
that
now
they
with
before
the,
we,
the
and
housing
we reimburse
money.
Them.
Yeah, we've done that once before.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's part of my motion that
okay.
reimbursement.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Are you agree with that, Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll still second.
Okay.
So
thank you. It's been moved and seconded that we approved the motion as stated and amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
And Mr. President, I wouldn't mind addressing then the balance, and I think we ought to, I'll make a motion, we put take the balance of that money that's in that account and put it into a more secure type of instrument like a CD or a money market.
I have to agree with you, Mr. Cole, but could we wait a week and let Susie find out what we could really, what we should do with a better investment or make it a little safer?
I mean, Dale, if we take it out, it just goes into an account. We don't still walk around with it. So it'll be somewhere, and she can spend a month to decide where to put it. But I would say take the money out now.
That's your opinion.
Okay. Well, she's recommending
that's opinion.
Don't do that.
Susie, can you give us an answer next week?
It's the best opinion.
Certainly.
In your mind only. Yeah.
She's our finance director.
Let me check to see what the options are with the Delaware Community Foundation. Yeah. We might be able to leave it right there in a different type of investment like where you have choices, and that might solve all our problems.
Susie, also please bring the historical trend of that account.
I have that, if you'd like a copy after the meeting.
Might as well put it on for next week.
Yep.
Okay.
I agree. Everybody, anybody, well, Mr. Cole, I guess you...
I'll withdraw my motion. It appears that nobody wants to do anything with that money.
No, I do, Mr. Cole. I think we ought... But
I think everybody does. It's just not what you... Everybody's not in favor of you, the motion.
That's fine.
That's cool.
It's fine. I'm used to that. Well, you'll just end up doing it next week.
Maybe.
You're used to that.
You're just waiting a week, and sometimes that's not good.
Sometimes it's better.
Sometimes waiting a day isn't good.
Mr. Baker?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda was airport hangar lease assignment, and this was deferred from last week. This is a proposal to reassign a lease at the airport. We had a request from the current tenant, Allen's Family Foods, who entered into a lease 11 years ago. to construct a 60-by-90-foot hangar on a lot owned by the county. Allen's Food has requested your approval to assign the lease to Meridian Aviation with the existing terms and conditions. The current tenant, Allen's, did make a major investment 11 years ago on this lot, which the county owns and which had been empty. And in making that decision to invest in the hangar, they entered into a long-term lease with the county and with other terms, the amount of the rent and so on. In making, so that was part of their business decision. The rent, as far as the terms of the rent is $2,387 a year. The term is the rent or the lease expires July 31st, 2027, but there are 2 5-year options possible after that. It is Lot E at the airport, 38,740 square feet. The tenant is responsible for maintenance, utilities, insurance, and at the end of the lease, the hangar would be the property of the county. I spoke to Mr. Griffin and Mr. Robertson, and they, in their opinion, and in response to what Mr. Dukes asked last week, Mr. Griffin can
chime in
if he wants, but it does not appear that we would be on sound legal standing to make major lease changes to as part of this assignment.
Mr. Griffin?
My thought was that what the lease says is a tenant shall not have the right to assign or sublet without the written consent of the landlord. Your options really are to approve the assignment or not to approve it. If you vote not to approve it, you still have a tenant, which is Allen's. The only way to rewrite the monetary rent provisions of the lease would be to go back and renegotiate that with Allen's, and it's done, and it would require some consent on their part. They could say, no, we don't want to renegotiate it, because they've got basically a 30-year lease with options for 10 more years. And although it says we can withhold consent, there's no criteria set forth in the lease for withholding consent. As far as the monetary rent, what it does say on the first page is that beginning in the second year of the lease, the rent will be increased by a percentage equal to the consumer price index, provided such rent escalation shall be no more than 4% in any 1 year and no more than 14% over the first 5 years of the lease. Then it goes ahead to say that during the remaining 25 years of the lease, the rent escalation shall be no more than 10%. So what that allowed is 14% increase in the first 5 years and 10% increase in the remaining years. And what I've been told by Mr. Baker is that we've already achieved those maximum rent increases as of the present date. We got the 14% in the first five, and we've gotten the 10% since starting in the sixth year. So in the process of approving an assignment, I don't think you can really, if you approve the assignment, it's going to be assigned. It really is going to end up being assigned as it's written. If you want to rewrite the lease, you'd have to disapprove the assignment, get Allen's to agree with you to amend the lease, and then talk about allowing them to assign it to somebody else. So
I have no problem with doing that. I think that's probably the best way to do it, because I think somebody told me last week that what we're getting from the rent now would calculate out to 6 cents a square foot.
Yes.
Currently. So with all these increases, Dave, we've increased it from, what did it start at? After all these years, we got the six cents.
It started out at 2,000 a year, and it's up to 2,387 a year.
So we've increased it to $300 in how many years?
11.
11 years, we got $300 extra out.
But if,
a year.
If what council had really wanted was different rent parameters in this lease, they should have put them in 1997 when this basic lease was approved. Because in 1997, that's just 11
years. Or, Jim, like you've suggested, we don't permit the assignment, and we renegotiate with
Allen's. We don't have that permission.
we just turn it down, Alan still keeps it, and that's the end of that.
And that's if they want to keep, but they don't want to keep it. They don't want to have that burden. They don't want to keep, but they might, let them make that decision. But what our position should be, with the cost that we have at that airport, we ought to act as good managers, and we ought to try to increase where we can. And it's obvious that the market, this is way, way below, not just slightly below market, way below market. And that is enough justification for us to sit down and renegotiate with them. If they'd like to reassign, like I said, it doesn't have to go to the current market, but it needs to go up. And I think we could sit down with the Allens and see what kind of response we get out of it.
But they've sold their airplane, Mr. Cole, so, you know, they're wanting to get out of it.
Exactly. That's why they'll negotiate, Dale. That's what
why wouldn't they? I mean, I don't.
Why wouldn't they negotiate with us?
No, why wouldn't they want to get out of it? They've sold their airplane.
That's exactly right. That's why it's a good reason for them to negotiate with
the
county.
So if we turn it down and renegotate with them, what are they going to do with it?
No, they'll negotiate because they don't want it, Dale. They'll be probably willing to say, okay, we'll accept the reassignment, but at an increased rent. So
hey,
why would they pay increased rent if they don't have an airplane? Agree to that.
No, I mean, they won't. So they can get rid of it to the next guy that comes down the pike. They don't want it. I understand that. That is why they will I don't know. Am I talking
maybe,
in circles?
Maybe, Mr. Cole.
If somebody doesn't understand, Rogers, do you understand down there? You're at the far end.
I understand that probably the sell price of the hangar has something to do with the price of that lease.
Right.
And if you go changing that up, you got to start from ground zero.
Well, that's not our.
Okay. I mean, that's my.
I'm just saying. I mean, how much money do we lose?
All right,
let's bring
it off center. Come on, guys.
Okay.
One way or
boy, how you guys are running.
If we should have done something different, Mr. Cole, you were the one who made the motion on June the 3rd, 1997, to approve the lease at 6 cents. So.
Oh, you've done some research, haven't you, Dale?
Yeah, Mr. Collins seconded the motion. Yeah.
You've done some research. Dale, okay. If I made a mistake back then, I'm man enough to accept it. I'm ready to now renegotiate the lease. Because maybe the staff told us back then that it was an appropriate lease. But that's fine. I'm glad you're doing some research.
I'm going to make a motion.
The things
I'll make
you research.
A motion. We,
my God.
What's the term? We allow them to sublease it?
Authorize the assignment of an airport lease from Allen Family Foods to Meridian Aviation, LLC.
Second, gentlemen.
Make a motion.
Second.
So moved to second that we reassign. Is that or is
approve
that
right? The reassignment?
Reassignment of the lease as stated. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no just for the reasons I stated. I think that we should be renegotiating the rent.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
In light of the attorney's report, I vote yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Recommendation of the attorney and my statement I made, I vote yes.
I vote yes also. Mr. Baker?
Yes, the next item is